I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is October 31st, 2010. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic. This is my reply to a popular email that was making its way across the internet recently. The email begins. Robert A. Hall is the actor who plays the coroner on CSI, if you watch that show. My response. No, he is not that Robert Hall. Doing basic research at Snopes.com revealed that the Robert A. Hall who authored this email is a former Massachusetts senator, not the actor on CSI whose photo appears with this email. The email continues. This should be required reading for every man, woman, and child in the United States of America. My response. Fine, but since half of America is functionally illiterate, that may not be as easy as it sounds. Now Hall's message begins. I'm 63 and I'm tired, by Robert A. Hall. Well, Robert, I'm younger and full of energy. Let's get it on, Pops. He begins. Except for one semester in college when jobs were scarce and a six-month period when I was between jobs, but job hunting every day, I've worked hard since I was 18. Despite some health challenges, I still put in 50-hour weeks and haven't called in sick in 7 or 8 years. I make a good salary, but I didn't inherit my job or my income, and I work to get where I am. Okay, Pops, obviously low self-esteem is not an issue for you. He continues, given the economy, there's no retirement in sight, and I'm tired, very tired. I'm tired of being told that I have to spread the wealth to people who don't have my work ethic. Pops, all societies must provide for those who cannot provide for themselves. The fact that some take advantage of the system does not negate the importance of helping the less fortunate. But we do need to find and punish those who abuse the system at the expense of others. He continues, I'm tired of being told the government will take the money I earned by force if necessary, and give it to people too lazy to earn it. Pops, that is the price we all pay for living in a society rather than ancient tribal villages. For those like you who don't want to pay but still want the benefits of living in a modern society, the government has every right to take your money by force. In addition, they also have the right to throw you in jail. You make the assumption that all people who receive assistance are too lazy to earn it. You cannot apply generalizations to an entire group of people. His email continues, I'm tired of being told that I have to pay more taxes to keep people in their homes. Sure, if they lost their jobs or got sick, I'm willing to help. But if they bought McMansions at 3 times the price of our paid-off $250,000 condo, on 1/3 of my salary, then let the left-wing Congress critters who passed Fannie and Freddie and the Community Reinvestment Act that created the bubble help them with their own money. Okay, Pops, I'll buy that one. He continues, I'm tired of being told how bad America is by left-wing millionaires like Michael Moore, George Soros, and Hollywood entertainers who live in luxury because of the opportunity America offers. In 30 years, if they get their way, the United States will have the economy of Zimbabwe, the freedom of the press of China, the crime and violence of Mexico, the tolerance for Christian people of Iran, and the freedom of speech of Venezuela. Pops, chill out. First, why do you assume that the people you mention want America to have the economy of Zimbabwe? How would that benefit them? What evidence do you offer to show that they want to stifle freedom of press, freedom of speech, or increase crime and violence? And Iran, as a Muslim nation, does not tolerate any other religion. So what makes you think that they want that? And even if they did, how could they get around the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of religion? I thought you were supposed to have served in the U.S. Senate. How is it that you have completely forgotten basic constitutionally guaranteed civil rights? You are not just old and tired. You seem to be exhibiting all the symptoms of early onset Alzheimer's. His email goes on. I'm tired of being told that Islam is a religion of peace, when every day I can read dozens of stories of Muslim men killing their sisters, wives, and daughters for their family honor, of Muslims rioting over some slight offense, of Muslims murdering Christians and Jews because they aren't believers, of Muslims burning schools for girls. Pops, you'll get no argument from me on any of that. He continues, of Muslims stoning teenage rape victims to death for adultery. Pops, you will get an argument, though, when you don't do your research. The Quran does not tell Muslims to stone people to death, but your Bible does. Didn't think that one out very well, did you? He continues, of Muslims mutilating the genitals of little girls, all in the name of Allah, because the Quran and Sharia law tells them to. Pops, you seem to have given the Jews a pass on genital mutilation. Perhaps that is because they do it in the name of your God, which makes it okay. Many Christians also follow the Judaic tradition and mutilate their male babies because their Bibles tell them to. Obviously, your problem is not with genital mutilation. Your problem is with which ghost is issuing the orders. And once again, you need to do your homework. The Quran doesn't tell them to mutilate their genitals, as does your Bible. He continues, I'm tired of being told that race doesn't matter in the post-racial world of Obama, when it's all that matters in affirmative action jobs, lower college admission and graduation standards for minorities, harming them the most, government contract set-asides, tolerance for the ghetto culture of violence and fatherless children that hurts minorities more than anyone, and in the appointment of U.S. senators from Illinois. Okay, Pops, point taken. Except that all of the things you mentioned started way before Obama, so your veiled attempt to link all those problems to him is dishonest. And you'll have to forgive my ignorance, I don't get the point about U.S. senators from Illinois. The email continues, I think it's very cool that we have a black president and that a black child is doing her homework at the desk where Lincoln wrote the Emancipation Proclamation. I just wish the black president was Condi Rice, or someone who believes more in freedom and the individual and less arrogantly of an all-knowing government. Pops, you black and white right or wrong simpletons are easy to read. Condi Rice is okay with you simply because she too is a Republican. It has nothing to do with more freedom for the individual or an all-knowing government. He said, I'm tired of a news media that thinks Bush's fundraising and inaugural expenses were obscene, but that they think Obama's at triple the cost were wonderful. Pops, those were the reactions of the liberal media. Conservative media had the opposite reaction. Since you are a conservative, we all know that you don't restrict yourself to reading the liberal media. Therefore, you are purposely reporting only one side of the issue. That is dishonest. Again. He continues, that thinks Bush exercising daily was a waste of presidential time, but Obama exercising is a great example for the public to control weight and stress. Again, Pops, the liberal media would see it that way. Conservative media would see it exactly the opposite. For a conservative to only report the liberal perspective is dishonest. He continues, that picked over every line of Bush's military records but never demanded that Kerry release his. That slammed Palin with 2 years as governor for being too inexperienced for VP, but touted Obama with 3 years as a senator as potentially the best president ever. Pops, now you are exhibiting the level of dishonesty that I have come to expect from those who have served in Congress, and you did not disappoint. Do you think people will not Google Obama and find out that you have just lied about his experience? Do you think people are too lazy to look up his record for themselves and discover that he spent almost 8 years in the Illinois Senate, not three like you said? As for Palin, she was governor of a state whose entire population is less than one-third that of the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles. We have city council members with more responsibility than she had. But you think 2 years as the matron of Ice Station Zebra is sufficient qualification for one of the highest offices in the land? Well, maybe you're right. Anyone who thinks that Africa is a country must have lots of free space available upstairs to devote to leading a large, powerful nation. And since she also believes that humans lived with dinosaurs, I'm sure she has lots to offer our science education programs. His email continues. Wonder why people are dropping their subscriptions or switching to Fox News? Pops, Fox News has become the Jesus Network. They tell conservatives whatever they want to hear. They have long since become irrelevant to truth, as recently displayed in the Shirley Sherrod fiasco. His email continues. Get a clue. I didn't vote for Bush in 2000, but the media and Kerry drove me to his camp in 2004. I'm tired of being told that out of tolerance for other cultures, we must let Saudi Arabia use our oil money to fund mosques and madrasa Islamic schools to preach hate in America, while no American group is allowed to fund a church, synagogue, or religious school in Saudi Arabia to teach love and tolerance. Pops, as I recall my history, Christians have tried many times during the last 1,000 years to spread love and tolerance to Muslims. The results weren't very pretty, but then war and slaughter never are. Maybe the Muslims just finally wised up. And how do you figure that Saudi Arabia is using our oil money? Once we pay them for oil, it becomes their oil money. They don't need our approval for how they should spend it, any more than we need their approval for how we should spend money that we have earned. He continues, I'm tired of being told I must lower my living standard to fight global warming, which no one is allowed to debate. Pops, how can you defend such an obvious lie? If no one is allowed to debate it, why is everyone debating it? Come on, keep your guard up. You're making this way too easy. The only ones whose opinions count in the global warming debate are the experts themselves, the climate scientists, not the physicists, nor the chemists, nor the engineers, and especially not the politicians. A recent poll revealed that 97% of climatologists worldwide accept that humans are contributing to global warming, and you can verify that by Googling global warming 97%. His email continues, My wife and I live in a two-bedroom apartment and carpool together 5 miles to our jobs. What happened to the condo, Pops? Just 10 minutes ago, you told us you owned a $250,000 condo that was completely paid off. Now you're in a small apartment and have to carpool to get to work. By the end of this email, you'll have us all sending you checks because your food stamps are all gone. He said, We also own a three-bedroom condo where our daughter and granddaughter live. Pops, where's the baby daddy? Oh yeah, Republican family values. I almost forgot. He wouldn't marry her and she wouldn't get an abortion, so now she has to milk her parents to feed the kid while he looks for other conquests. He continues, Our carbon footprint is about 5% of Al Gore's, and if you're greener than Gore, you're green enough. Pops, your footprint is also about 5% of George Bush's. So what? He said, I'm tired of being told that drug addicts have a disease, and I must help support and treat them, and pay for the damage they do. Did a giant germ rush out of a dark alley, grab them, and stuff white powder up their noses while they tried to fight it off? I don't think gay people choose to be gay, but I damn sure think druggies choose to take drugs. and I'm tired of harassment from cool people treating me like a freak when I tell them I never tried marijuana. You were a state senator, Pops, and you want us to believe that people dare to treat you like a freak over not taking drugs? Sorry, but I'm just not that gullible. I doubt few people have ever had the cojones to treat you like a freak over anything. He said, I'm tired of illegal aliens being called undocumented workers, especially the ones who aren't working, but are living on welfare or crime. What's next, calling drug dealers undocumented pharmacists? Pops, that was actually pretty funny. He continues, and no, I'm not against Hispanics. Most of them are Catholic, and it's been a few hundred years since Catholics wanted to kill me for my religion. Hey, Pops, let's not forget, that is just as true in the opposite direction. Your Bible is pretty clear about what is to be done to non-believers. He continues, I'm willing to fast-track for citizenship any Hispanic person who can speak English, doesn't have a criminal record, and who is self-supporting without family on welfare, or who serves honorably for 3 years in our military. Those are the citizens we need. I'm tired of latte liberals and journalists who would never wear the uniform of the Republic themselves or let their entitlement-handicapped kids near a recruiting station, trashing our military. They and their kids can sit at home, never having to make split-second decisions under life-and-death circumstances, and badmouth better people than themselves. Do bad things happen in war? You bet. Do our troops sometimes misbehave? Sure. Does this compare with the atrocities that were the policy of our enemies for the last 50 years and still are? Not even close. So here's the deal. I'll let myself be subjected to all the humiliation and abuse that was heaped on terrorists at Abu Ghraib or Gitmo, and the critics can let themselves be subject to captivity by the Muslims who tortured and beheaded Daniel Pearl in Pakistan, or the Muslims who tortured and murdered Marine Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins in Lebanon, or the Muslims who ran the blood-spattered Al-Qaeda torture rooms our troops found in Iraq, or the Muslims who cut off the heads of schoolgirls in Indonesia because the girls were Christian. Then we'll compare notes. British and American soldiers are the only troops in history that civilians came to for help and handouts instead of hiding from them in fear. Pops, excellent. Most excellent. He continues, I'm tired of people telling me that their party has a corner on virtue and the other party has a corner on corruption. Pops, talk about calling the kettle black. It is your party, the Republican, that touts itself as the Family Values Party and then embarrasses itself in scandals on almost a monthly basis. He continues, read the papers. Bums are bipartisan, and I'm tired of people telling me we need bipartisanship. Pops, so you favor a one-party system? Isn't that communism? I thought you guys weren't big on commies. He said, I live in Illinois, where the Illinois Combine of Democrats has worked to loot the public for years, not to mention the tax cheats in Obama's cabinet. Well, Pops, whatever you say about them applies equally to your own side. He continues, I'm tired of hearing wealthy athletes, entertainers, and politicians of both parties talking about innocent mistakes, stupid mistakes, or youthful mistakes, when we all know they think their only mistake was getting caught. Another excellent point, Pops. It's unusual to see such a mix of stupid bigotry combined with flashes of brilliance. You don't seem to be as one-dimensional as I originally assumed. He continues, I'm tired of people with a sense of entitlement, rich or poor. Speaking of poor, I'm tired of hearing people with air-conditioned homes, color TVs, and two cars called poor. The majority of Americans didn't have that in 1970, but we didn't know we were poor. The poverty pimps have to keep changing the definition of poor to keep the dollars flowing. Right, Pops. I don't think there is any doubt that Americans are the most spoiled brats on the planet. Poor to us would be filthy rich in many parts of the world. He continues, I'm real tired of people who don't take responsibility for their lives and actions. I'm tired of hearing them blame the government or discrimination or big whatever for their problems. Yes, I'm damn tired, but I'm also glad to be 63, because mostly I'm not going to have to see the world these people are making. I'm just sorry for my granddaughter. Then do something about it, Pops. You're going to have an eternity to rest your tired old bones after you die. Until then, as you've pointed out, there is a lot of work to be done. Get off your tired ass and regain that fighting spirit you once had. Soldier, attend. Hut! The email concludes. Robert A. Hall is a Marine Vietnam veteran who served 5 terms in the Massachusetts State Senate. My final comment. Neo is the host of the internet talk show, The Skeptic Arena, having served almost 3 years in that capacity. My website can be found at theskepticarena.com. And now we move to the science segment. Today's topic, how voracious comb jellyfish makes itself invisible to prey. Despite its primitive structure, the North American comb jellyfish can sneak up on its prey like a high-tech stealth submarine, making it a successful predator. Researchers have now been able to show how the jellyfish makes itself hydrodynamically invisible. The North American comb jellyfish has long been known to consume vast quantities of zooplankton. A few years ago, the species became established in northern Europe. Like many other jellyfish, the comb jellyfish has a large gelatinous body. The large size increases its chances of encountering prey, but can also be a disadvantage since the prey organisms are often highly sensitive to movements in the water. Nevertheless, the comb jellyfish manages to catch large amounts of copepod plankton, which are known for their acute escape response. Lars Hansen, a researcher at the Department of Marine Ecology at the University of Gothenburg, says, "Cape pods have a well-developed ability to detect even the slightest water disturbance. They can swim well clear of the source of water deformation in just a split second. How the comb jellyfish is able to approach and catch some of the animal world's most vigilant plankton has up until now been unknown. The researchers use advanced video technology to study water flows around and within the comb jellyfish. These measurements were then used to calculate the water deformation generated by the jellyfish and compare this with the levels that trigger an escape response in the copepods. It emerged that the comb jellyfish uses microscopic hair-like cilia inside its oral lobes to generate a feeding current that carefully transports water between the lobes. As the water accelerates slowly and is transported undisturbed into the jellyfish together with the prey, there is nothing that alarms the prey until it is next to the capture site inside the lobes, by which time it is too late to escape. This makes the jellyfish a hydrodynamically silent predator." And now the arena goes abroad. Today we travel to the Netherlands. The story is the latest weapon in the war on crime. DNA spray mist contains markers designed to identify would-be crooks. In the port city of Rotterdam, crime is way down thanks to a little scientific innovation. Hoping to reel in the number of robberies, police began dishing out DNA spray to beleaguered restaurants and jewelry stores. The spray, which emits a mist laced with synthetic DNA markers unique to the business's location when activated by employees, both marks the would-be robber and alerts police that a crime is occurring. The intention is to intimidate crooks. A sign on the front door of one previously burgled McDonald's reads, "You steal, you're marked." Police, who note they haven't yet made an arrest by using the mist, say such tactics are working and report a significant decline in crime rates. The New York Times reports that the city is also pushing the use of DNA crayons, which can be used to mark pricey items like computers or cameras. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Teddy Roosevelt, born 1858, died 1919 at the age of 60. He was the 26th President of the United States from 1901 until 1909. He is famous for his energetic personality, range of interests and achievements, leadership of the progressive movement, and his cowboy image and robust masculinity. He was a leader of the Republican Party and founder of the short-lived progressive Bull Moose Party of 1912. Before becoming president, he held offices at the municipal, state, and federal level of government. Roosevelt's achievements as a naturalist, explorer, hunter, author, and soldier are as much a part of his fame as any office he held as a politician. Roosevelt has consistently been ranked by scholars as one of the greatest U.S. presidents. And now for the quote from Teddy Roosevelt. To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public.
Are you ready, Bruce? Start walking.